take me away from my God.
Oh, yeah, Mary.
There's not a man today
who could take her away from
my God.
So fine. Mary Wells on WKNR. Hey, if I can't later today, I've got to play The One Who Really Loves You from 61, another great one. You know, it's amazing what Berry Gordy's done in just a handful of years with Motown Records. Keter Gold on the green scene.
Vibrations.
Keter Vibrations. WKNR, Keener 13 Vibrations.
Keener 13, where the action is, the music, and also dedications. I'm going to take a call at Woodward 38925 in just a minute.
Monkeys, monkeys, what a feeling you get from monkeys.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
That's good. Who do you want to say to, like two or three people?
Say hi to?
Yeah.
Sue Myher and Barbara and Pam Green and Valerie and... Mm-hmm. And my
mom. Pam Green, that's no relation of mine. It's another one, huh?
No.
Okay.
And Yvonne and Eddie and, mm-hmm. Oh, God, all the cool kids at Ruderman and to the monkeys. And
yeah, and you're one, right?
Yeah, you bet.
You betcha. Hey, listen, thanks for calling, huh? And just for you, guess who? Hey, hold on. Big surprise at the end of this song.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings the sixth year of Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer?
You know what I mean. Hey, surprise! This is not the David Jones, mighty chance.
Is this the Bob Green?
Hey, hello, David. How you doing?
Not bad, Bob.
Hey, the album's going great, you know, and your TV show's really hot here in Detroit. So what are you doing right now?
Well, actually, I'm over at the record company. We are filming over at Screen Gems, where we filmed the television show.
Uh-huh.
And I came over to see Danny, our promotion man, and also Lester Still. And I wanted to talk to you anyway about... to thank you for playing the record.
Well, I'll tell you, David, really, I do think that Daydream Believer is the best thing you've done yet. Really.
Oh, thank you. We're in the studio, actually. I was in the studio until 2:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
We're working on another album. Well, we've got like 5 songs already done in about
6 weeks,
so it's moving well. We might have another one.
And what about chances for you to get back to Detroit?
Maybe we'll be in Detroit April, May. You know, we'll be doing another tour, I think, next year.
Oh, let's keep our fingers crossed.
We'll be in Detroit if we do a tour.
Hey, that's great.
In fact, we were talking about the tour the other day, and the best reception we ever got, and it was both times we played Detroit.
Best.
We had fantastic reception in England, but nothing like what we had in Detroit. No, I'm not saying that because I'm on the air with you, and this is Detroit, and it... You know, it's a fact. We got the best reception. You know, like our ears are still ringing.
Well, Davey, honestly, Detroit audiences, Detroit fans are receptive. You know, they're appreciative. And I'll tell you another thing. We get a lot of groups coming through, and our experience as MCs and the experience of everybody connected with the shows is that you guys, the monkeys, are honestly great to work with, good people, and I think the audiences sense that.
Well, if you know, you've got to, you know, we go to so many places that you know, like maybe if we don't get to do a concert there, we'll pop in one night or one day and you'll be surprised.
That would be nice, believe
me.
You
know where we're found, man.
Listen, thanks a million for giving us a call here at Keener. And good luck and everything. You don't need good luck, I know, but really it's been a pleasure talking to you, Dave.
My pleasure, Bob.
Keener Vibration. WKNR Keener 13.
Keener DJ Baseball, where you can win $3, $6, $9, or $13. Our contestant this hour is
Linda Audia's on the line from Detroit 15. Hi, Linda Audia.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. What's going on in the Audia household?
Oh, nothing.
Not too much. Where do you go to school?
I don't go to school. I used to go to Jackson, though.
Jackson? Jackson Junior High?
Yeah.
And you're not going to go back ever?
No.
And you're just going to forget about finishing and going on to high school?
Yeah.
Linda, wait a second, Linda. Let's just hold off a second and let me get this straight. You're quitting school in eighth grade and even forgetting about pronouns and parallelograms and dissecting frogs and all that other stuff. What about people, you know, your friends? I mean, when you're 24 or 34 or 44, who will your friends be?
I don't know.
Hmm. You think they'll still be eighth graders?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I'll let you off the hook for a minute, hon. Scotty Regan's up to bat. What do you think, a single, a double, a triple, or a Keener homer?
Double.
Okay, Linda, let's hope for a two-bagger.
The batter's Scott Regan, a 3-2 count. Regan waiting at the plate. The pitcher winds, throws. Regan swings. He hits a long post to left field. It drops in there. Regan rounding second, makes third, standing up door.
Just so far, Reganski Berger. Oh, he stuck a little of that dust in my face when he ran out second. Hey, we didn't make it, did we?
No.
Joy to the world. I'm sorry about that. We don't have the money for you. But we do have a Keener ballpoint pen. I'll send it out right now in the mail. And Linda, thank you very much. And listen, so what are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, I don't know.
You have no idea. What do your folks say about it?
They want me to go back.
Well, you think they're nuts or you think maybe they're right?
They're right.
You keep thinking about it. And thanks for calling, Linda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
WKNR Music, Keener 13.
That's a nice 26.